Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. It's Monday morning here on KSJE. Time for our Monday reboot segment. That's when I get to talk technology every week with Lewis Campbell from Synergy Computer Systems. He is joining us live this morning. There he is. Lewis, good morning. Good to see you.
Good morning. I don't know why. I just really like our intro music, the little guitar thing. I don't know why it gets me all happy every time.
Well, that's good. That's the idea, right? That's what we're talking about. So, and good to know that it's serving its purpose. And so, I guess the big story still has to be Twitter and an Elon Musk. He has made a bid to buy the company. There's still kind of, I think I keep seeing questions about whether he's going to follow through with that. And of course, it's a long process. It's a multi-million-dollar deal. But what's the latest that you're hearing about?
So, my understanding is that Twitter actually made an announcement that they were being acquired by a company that's a wholly owned subsidiary of basically Elon Musk.
Right.
So again, this seems to be like a rapidly changing thing. So you remember earlier on the program I said, you know, before that when he bought like what was it, 9% of the company, that it was just him spending a bunch of money just to make a point. And now I feel like I have to say, well, I think I might be wrong.
Right.
I don't know. I don't know if there's anything else that has to be done for that deal, or if it's a done deal just based on the stuff that I'm reading. You know, that's the announcement Twitter made.
Right. Got it.
And there's, you know, already there's like, I think it, I want to say 300 or 30,000. Mastodon, Mastodon or whatever, I've never even heard of. Like their membership increased by 30 or 300,000 or something like that right after the announcement. Like, you know, I guess that means that those were people jumping ship from Twitter. I don't know.
Oh, could be.
But it's interesting that this has been happening.
Right. Well, so you know, like any buyout, right? This is a typical, just a stock buyout, right? He's offering this money to buy shares of Twitter stock back so he can become the majority shareholder, right? Or own all the shares, take it private. And so like anything, this takes a few months to do. The board seems to have approved it. So I think that's where we are, right? And that's kind of what's happening. And he has to come up now with the money to do it, put his money where his mouth is, I suppose.
I suppose. I mean, but basically the announcement said that Twitter's entered into a definitive agreement to be acquired by, you know, an entity owned by Elon Musk. And shareholders are, you know, going to get a good deal out of this. He's basically buying their shares out at 38% higher than the stock price closing on April 1st. So, you know, that's can't be bad for them. Yeah, I'm sure there's going to be some short selling.
Right.
I think the biggest question right now is, you know, assuming that the deal does go through and that, you know, Elon Musk actually goes completely through with it, so what does it mean for Twitter, right? And a lot of what Musk has been talking about, a lot of the criticisms he's had and other things he's been talking about have to do with, you know, him making comments about free speech.
Yes.
On Twitter. And, you know, a lot of people may or may not know his political leanings, but so there's folks that are extrapolating that, you know, what he may do with this is to cut back on Twitter's, you know, banning of certain people, and maybe allow more of all kinds of different opinions on Twitter or whatever you want to call it.
Right.
So we'll see.
We will indeed. Definitely. It could change. It could spark some regulation from the federal government, I suppose. That is always a realm of possibility. They have not wanted to get involved in kind of regulating social media. They've asked the companies, I think, to kind of do it themselves to some degree of success or not, depending on where you are. But we'll see. We'll see what happens. But I think this definitive agreement has to take place between now and, I think, October. They have several months to to figure out all the details, right, of how this is going to work, and to make it finished by sometime 6 months from now or so.
Yep.
So that's how it works. Okay, very good. We'll see what happens. What else is going on? We have about 2 minutes left.
So real quick, Michigan.
Yeah.
Announcing America's first public in-road charging test for electric vehicles.
Okay.
So this ought to be interesting. So this is a wireless in-road charging system. So basically, instead of like parking and charging, you're driving on the road, and you get charged wirelessly while you're driving on the road.
Now that.
So I think that's, to me, that's fascinating.
That does seem like a cool idea and concept, right? Because one of the problems, at least that I think with electric vehicles, is you have to, you know, the range. And you know, if you're going on a long trip, you have to stop and plan your trip to stop and charge your car back up while you're having lunch or whatever the case may be. It sounds like if you could charge your car while you're driving on a long trip, that would extend the range of your vehicle.
Not only that, it would really change the way everything we've done in the last, century or so has been based around like this model of you drive, you stop, you get gas. Think about the sea change that would be if you didn't have to stop, and like convenience stores, gas stations, you know, just there's almost like a culture change here. So this company that's doing this, they're announcing that the project will be operational in around 2023, but they've already got pilot projects in Germany, Italy, and Sweden. And you know, the formal name is Inductive Vehicle Charging Pilot Program. So I say stay tuned. Let's see how this turns out and what goes from there.
Yeah, very interesting to see how that works. I could see that, you know, not on every road maybe, but on the interstates and, you know, major highways, depending on what the cost is to add these to existing roadways, obviously. But certainly if we're moving into the electric vehicle direction, which we seem to be doing, it seems like this would be something to think about. So see what happens.
Yep.
Very good. Lewis, thanks for joining us this week.
Thank you, everyone. Have a great week.
All right. You too. That is Lewis Campbell from Synergy Computer Systems. He is with me every Monday right at this time for our Monday Reboot segment here on KSJE Farmington. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.